Phoney. Today FM.
Hey, thanks, Laura.
It's a movie, and then there was a cartoon. Remember this? Text and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. It's Beetlejuice!
Great. What's that? What happened there? Was it?
Adam, you're very quick in the draw and text out. There's no prizes for this.
No
prizes.
It's just a bit of fun.
It's not a competition. Okay?
It's just a bit of fun for your afternoon, Adam. There's no prizes. No one's better or worse for not correctly guessing Beetlejuice on the text.
Oh, yeah.
How quick can you be on this one, Adam? Let's see. Click on the thumbs. Under the thumbs. Here we go.
One for all and up for one.
Adam again. Have you just sorted by the text? Sorted the text as by from. So Adam is A. This is just lazy now. Do you want one more now?
We'll
give you one more very quick.
Oh, yeah.
You like this? Go on, Adam. Can you get a text in on this then quickly? James. Here we go. James Bond Jr.
Oh, Richard said Speed Racer. You're wrong.
Got it. Because scum always thrive. Young Bond cuts through each web of spies. He learned the game from his uncle James. Now he's heir to the name. He's James Bond. James Bond Jr. Look out, he's coming through.
Look out, he's coming through.
He's got a job to do while he rescues the girl. Sexist.
Did she rescue him?
Where?
Around the world.
Catch your TikTok today, FM. And the music you love. Cat dollar sign, huh? Like that.
I didn't mean to.
It's gorgeous out, isn't it?
Bright.
Lovely.
Mac. Sunny.
How's the goal? Nice to meet you. Hello there. You must be dinky.
Are you? What are you, dopey?
What are you, flabby?
A little.
Are you scaldy? On the mean streets of Teletubby Land.
on the mean streets of Teletubby Land. Violent crime is at an all-time high. But now, a crack squad of hardened cops are charged with cleaning up the precinct. Starring Detective Tinky Quinky, Crime Scene Investigator La La, Lieutenant Dipsy, and Captain Poe. Teletubbies, say hello.
Which one of them has the roaring drink problem?
Sorry, say that again?
In that show, which one of them has the roaring drink problem and is recently divorced from their wife and estranged from their daughter?
Who was the third one? Lieutenant...
La La.
Lieutenant La La. No. Crime scene investigator La La La. Well, a Dipsy. Lieutenant Dipsy. Yeah, Lieutenant Dipsy has a teenage daughter.
Okay, yeah.
Who at some point on one of the episodes gets kidnapped.
Yeah. Wow, all right.
She falls in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
She gets. She starts wearing loads of eyeliner and loads of eye makeup. Mm-hmm. She threatens to get a tattoo, but she doesn't actually get one. And then she goes drinking with her wrong-un female friends. But of course, where there's wrong-un female friends, and they're wearing a checked shirt, but tied around the waist.
Like, oh, it's the baseball cap on backwards. That's always that's a red flag.
They're wearing a hoodie.
Oh, no.
Hoodies.
Oh, she's a lost cause.
But they've got a checked shirt, yep. A cotton checked shirt, uh-huh. Tied around the waist. You got your jeans with the holes in them on the knees. And maybe a pair of Converses.
And it's really flipped the script because her father is always, he's dedicated his life to fighting crime. And now she's fallen in with a criminal element.
I mean, he has spent too much time on the job.
He hasn't Lieutenant devoted Dipsy, enough time to his daughter.
He has spent too much time on the job. Too many late nights. Mm. Too much overtime. Too much time chasing down the killer.
Where was her father figure?
But really, she was never at home. So she goes out drinking with her wrong-un friends. And then, of course, there's a couple of young fellas there. And they're on drugs. You see, the thing is a couple of drinks is, you know, you might think that's harmless. But then that's the gateway to the more serious stuff. The lads then, turns out they're terrorists.
Oh, wow.
And they kidnap her.
That took a leap.
And now he blames himself for her kidnapping.
He's going to do everything in his power to get her back.
He's not going to stop until she's caught and these animals are brought to justice.
This is the Teletubbies.
Ireland, a very good day. Hi, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How's it going?
We're in good form today?
Yeah, it's Friday.
I was on Ireland AM this morning, and I am like a zombie. I would try and get to bed for a little nappy, a little sleepy poos, a little snoozy poos, but no, nothing today.
You're just going to power on through.
I'm going to be grand. I'm going to be absolutely fine. And good laugh. Elaine Crowley and Paul Ryder were my co-presenters on Ireland AM this morning. And during the ad break, Elaine said to me, Ray, what age are you?
Oh, that's a pointed question to ask during
an
ad break.
Well, actually, it's funny. I never even considered. Yeah, I never considered what it was that made her ask the question. Well, it could be a compliment, actually. It could be like, Ray, what age are you?
Oh, was she suggesting that you're immature?
I'm so youthful and vigorous.
Right. Okay.
It's like, Ray, you've got the youth and vigor of a whippersnapper. What age are you? So I lied and I said 36, right? Now, this is a room. Right. This is me and Elaine, and there's like.
Stretching credit.
There's half a dozen other people in the room as well. This is what I'm saying. By the way, I'm 42 next week, just for the record.
This is his birthday coming up. Yeah.
Just FYI, write it down. 21st, by the way. And I said 36. And no one spat out their tea. I was.
You got away with it.
I said, I was delighted, genuinely. So 21st September, write it down. It's my 37th birthday.
This is Today FM. Welcome on in.
Ray Foley on your radio.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
All the small themes.
Scenes.
Not things.
No.
All the small themes. All the small themes. True care. Truth beans. I'll take one lift. Your ride, best trip. Always, I know you'll be at my show. Watching, waiting, commiserating. All right, good afternoon.
Of course, that's how they do it in California and Dublin 4.
Watching, waiting. always a funny one, that ING being turned into an een.
I can't stand it.
It's driving me crazy.
It's irritating.
Sometimes when people are reading, they're either news reading or sports reading. I'm like, why are you saying that?
Why are you pronunciating it that way?
Why are you pronunciating?
Yes, exactly.
Pronouncing. And also, when they're right, because you know the way when this stuff is, if you're like a newsreader, right? And you write down, you're reading it, because everything's typed down. It's not like they're reading it off the top of their heads, they're saying it. They have to write it down, write out a script.
Yeah.
In the script, does it say EEN?
Maybe it does.
Commiserating. 0874 100 102. Fiona, loving the lazy radio at the start of the show this morning. All right, Fiona?
Oh, lads, I'm actually, like, talk about nostalgia bringing me back to my childhood days there with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
What was that there in the background that she was listening to? Was that us?
I think that was us, yeah.
Jeez, it sounds like a very annoying show, doesn't
Noisy.
It?
Noisy. Yeah.
I got. Don't listen to Fiona, just listen to us in the background and see what it sounds like. Irritating.
Oh, lads, I'm actually, like, talk about nostalgia bringing me back to my childhood days there with that one. Oh, my God. Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
James Bond Jr. playing in the background there.
Whatever nonsense she's listening to there. It's a roll call. Ray Foley here, JP there. Can you give a big shout out to Sean Shaw, lads? Give a big shout out to Sean, Shauna, or Shayna, Claire and Sean. Lots of Seans. On our way to Dublin for the Garth Brooks concert tonight. Yeah! Can we play some Garth today, actually, John?
Oh.
Because Garth is on again today, like.
Can we get a green light on Garth?
We need some more Garth today, because loads of people still going to Garth. We've got another, I don't know, 100,000 people going to Garth Brooks yet? On show, lads, we say hello to Aoife and Quaylen on the road to Garth. Love the show.
Hey.
Ray and JP, we're on show. Four in a car en route to County Cork on a secret mission. A secret mission?
Oh, wow.
I want to know what that. Can I call them? Write down their number. I want to call them. Love the show from Joanne.
Hey.
Hey, can we give a shout out to the for the four Summers Kerry girls travelling to Garth. Thanks a mil, Liz, Marie, or Mary, Christina, and the birthday girl, Helena. Happy 40th. It's Helena's birthday.
Oh, my God. Many happy returns.
On show, Ray, on the way to Wexford with the sisters. Love the show. Hey, Vanessa and the unnamed sisters. And on show, Raybo. Raybo, is that a thing? Is that a thing people call
so
me
like
now?
Gaybo, but Raybo?
So what you call me?
Yeah, no, Gay Burns.
Not like there's anything wrong with Raybo. That. Quick and becoming my favourite show from Del. Del, that's so nice of you to say. But really, you shouldn't be drinking this early in the day. Leave it at least 6 or thereabouts. Or after. Yeah, I'll call them after this. Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky at Today FM. Miley Cyrus and Midnight Sky, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. 0874 100 102. JP, what you got?
On the ING thing, lads, my name is Ashling and I constantly get called Ashleen.
Ashleen.
Pain in my bum, it is. Love the show.
Bum pain. Hey, sorry.
Ashleen.
Yeah. Ashleen.
We work with a few Ashlings since it's Ashling. Nobody Ashleen. Wants to be called Ashleen.
You're engaged to an Ashleen.
And she would never want to be called Ashleen.
It's very engaging. Well, at your wedding, will you be calling Ashleen?
We'll be exchanging reens. Not rings. Reens. Have you got the wedding reen?
The wedding reen.
I've got the wedding reens. Sinead says, ah, lads, the E-E-N sound instead of ing bugs me so much. I even get mad at my son when he does it. Take it easy on your son, Sinead.
Relax. Jesus, it's like it's only a small thing.
And speaking of people who need to relax, Fiona says, Ray, you're on fire today. You should come on air sleep deprived more often. Yeah. I nearly ran into another car. I was laughing so
much. What were you laughing at?
That is too. That level of what laughter happened? Is too high.
What was laughing that was funny? We should write that down because, like, it's once every 6 months a funny thing happens on the show. We should take a note of it. We should take a memoir.
We are not liable for any traffic accidents.
A memoir. Guys, I nearly crashed the car. You're so funny. I nearly crashed the car. That is a juxtaposition. It's like that's an oxymoron. It's like it's funny, fun, haha, good times. Car accident. Guys, you're so funny. I nearly crashed the car laughing. Happy laughy laughy clap clap. Road traffic accidents. Who was I calling? Joanne,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm seriously, I'm in that weird sort of, you know when you're sick to your stomach with sleep deprivation.
You're slightly hysterical, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I had a burger, and it was the greatest burger I've ever tasted in my life. Hello?
How's things?
Joanne.
What's up, lad?
Ray Foley calling from the radio. How are you?
Great. Wonderful. We're not in the car anymore.
Okay. You were on the way, you said, to Cork on a secret mission, was it?
Yes, but I think the person in question is too old to be listening to you two.
Oh, so
37 year olds and all the rest.
37?
So that's ancient.
Yeah. Are you joking me? you're just after breaking the baby heart to me. What, can you tell us then what the secret is, or do you want me to take you off the air and you can tell me in private?
No, it's okay. She is turning 65.
Turning 65? Someone
very special is turning 65.
Okay, and you're doing a surprise party, or what's happening?
Yeah, all basically landing in on her lovely romantic weekend.
Love it. And can you say who it is, or will we leave it till Monday?
Monday. Well, I'll have to be back at work. That's why it's all secret. Well, We're all dodging everything.
When is it happening? Tonight, is it?
No, she's en route. She has her suspicions. It's my beautiful, wonderful mother.
Right.
And she's turning 65, and we're all going to London on top of them.
Oh, that is lovely. That's actually lovely.
Well done, Joanne.
It's very nice, yeah. Well, congratulations to Mum. Can we say her name? I'm very conscious now of ruining the surprise, so what do you want to do?
It's the wonderful Margaret Devaney.
Margaret Devaney from where?
From Limerick.
Right.
And all with thanks to wonderful dad, Joe.
Ah, isn't that lovely? How long are they married?
What age am I? Plus a few?
One or two, yes.
5 months? Yeah.
So we'll say 18 years then.
What are you? You're 37, so that makes me 34.
We're all lying about our ages today. Sure, it's Friday. Listen, enjoy Cork then, and many happy returns and lots of love to Mum. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Guys, and love the show.
Hey, cheers, Joanne.
Bye.
Arctic Monkeys, Fluorescent Adolescents. Today, FM, playing the music you love. How are you? Hey, I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
Feeling nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. 0874-100-102. Texts and WhatsApps. Alan's on the road, actually. Who's Stag's on this weekend? God, it's God's.
Oh, is it God's Stag?
It's God's Stag this weekend. We couldn't make it because between kids and I'm working on Ireland AM as well, and got Garth this weekend as well. We love to go out to Garth. We wanted to go to God's Stag.
It's great crack.
It's all vernacular, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's been in the diary for months and months, but sure, Jesus, actually, we couldn't go in the end. Heartbroken. Alan's there anyway. All right, Alan.
Hey lads, can we give a shout out to the lads? The lads on the way to Achill Island for Gavin O'Donovan's stag, aka God.
Yeah.
When I say lads, we're not in the same car, but we're all on the way. Currently on the N17.
Stone walls and the grass is green. Alan, I have a question. Are you travelling with just your thoughts and dreams? Or are you just travelling with the lads, with the other lads? Probably, that's probably what it is. Fran's over there as well, collecting the kids. Hey, Fran.
That's on the M50 here. I meant to pick the kids up at 2:30 from school.
Right, okay. So 2:30. So you're 15 minutes late now, are you? You're quite late.
I'm already 2 minutes late.
Right.
There's going to be loads of crying.
Yeah, we were talking about the EENs earlier on. EEN instead of ING. Crying. So your kids are going to be crying because you're late, Alan.
Love the show.
Hey. Sorry, Fran. It was Fran, wasn't it? Tell you what, tell them, instead of crying, tell them to do a little bit of waiting and a little bit of shutting the hell up if they want to be eating and playing on their Nintendo Switches later on. How about that? And the kids are over there, actually. All right, lads.
Hey, this is Joshua.
And Harry from Selwich.
Oh, yes.
Is that Harry the second? Joshua's the first kid and Harry's the second, is it?
Hey, this is Joshua.
Yeah.
And Harry from Selwich.
Oh, Harry, a legend. And Harry from Selwich.
And Harry from Selwich.
Good to have you, boys.
Hey, Ray, love the show. Hey.
That's what we love to hear, fellas.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious.
Shakira. Wherever. Today FM, play the music you love wherever.
Right, yeah. On the radio, Loud app, everywhere.
Whenever, wherever.
Mostly between 2:30 and 4:00, though.
Whenever, wherever.
Yeah.
is the name of her song.
I mean, I know that.
We had Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams and Get Lucky before that.
We play the music you love.
Hey, good day. Ray Foley's my name. My good friend JP is here.
How you doing?
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you read Matt Cooper's tweets in Matt Cooper's voice? Or do you ever read, you know the way he's a journalist in newspapers?
Yeah.
Do you ever read any of his articles, but while reading his articles, do you read it in his voice?
Not necessarily, but...
Are you seriously?
You've piqued my interest now.
This happens to me all the time. I can't read Matt Cooper in the newspaper, like a Matt Cooper written, typed up article, without hearing Matt Cooper's accent and voice reading it to me in my head.
And is it Matt's actual voice, or is what you're hearing Rosenstock's impression of Matt Cooper?
Do you know, largely it is. No, I think it's a mix. So it's a blend of the two. But it's mostly Matt himself reading. So it could be like, you know, he does like full-length articles in the weekend papers or whatever, or during the, you know, I don't know, who does he write? Does he write for the Mail? Anytime I see it, like, I'd usually read a Matt article, okay? And as I'm reading it, I could be a few paragraphs in, and then it would occur to me, this is, I'm hearing Matt.
So you're praying that he's typed Saturday somewhere in the article. You're just praying for Saturday to show up.
And it's the same with his Twitter feed as well. Anytime I see Matt's tweet, like, it's usually actually I see it retweeted. I don't know if I follow him anymore. I'm not on Twitter that much, but if I land on a tweet or a shared tweet or a retweet from Matt, I'm like, yeah, I'm only reading it in Matt's voice. All anyone seems to be talking about is how great Garth Brooks was over the weekend, or how much they're looking forward to going this week. Ben Finnegan and Pamela Joyce joined on the Last Word to discuss their experience at the gigs. But I didn't read it like that.
No, you haven't done it justice there at all.
Look who's here with me live. It's Cal Thomas at Today FM at Last Word.
Come on. If you're going to say that you read it in Matt's voice, you're going to have to read it in Matt's voice.
King Charles made us... I can't. You see, I can't do it. Yeah. King Charles made his first official visit as king to Northern Ireland yesterday, on Saturday. What did this involve and who was in attendance?
That was half-hearted now.
At Last Word.
You weren't fully committed.
Do you ever do that with anyone else, though? Like, if Johnny Giles writes an article, do you read it?
You know what, I suppose, in those instances, I might hear Johnny, yeah.
Anyone else that you might, in reading their words, do you ever read the words in the voice? I do it all the time, and it's... Matt's the number one person I deal with.
Who's the famous media commentator in Ireland? She is a media consultant and she's been doing it for donkey's years.
Terry Prone.
Yes, yeah. I do read her articles in her
Terry
voice.
Prone's yep. voice.
Yep.
I love it. Hey, Jackie's been in touch on the Insta. 0874100. Not Insta, the other, the WhatsApp. 0874100102. Jackie's got a busy weekend, actually.
Right. Yes, lads, Jackie here.
Yeah.
Could you do a wee shout out for Jess?
For Jess. Jess. Okay, who's Jess?
She headed away for the weekend.
Right.
And the kids are sick. And it's a busy weekend. She picked just a brilliant weekend to go away.
Hang on, so Jess is your other half. Your kids are sick and your poor old Jackie's minding the kids then this weekend. And they're sick and she's gone.
She'll be on the bus listening to her first love, Foley. And then she might think about us after that.
Wait a minute, she loves me more than she loves her own family. She's my kind of gal. I love her back. Jess, have a lovely weekend.
Real streak of passive aggression here from Jackie on this one, isn't there?
Jess, don't go back. You're mine now. You're Foley's now.
Cheers. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And who's this crowd? Another, so we were talking about surprise birthday parties earlier on, actually. Who's this?
Hi, guys. It's
Hello.
Helen Thomas, Caelic, Simon, Clodagh, and we're all heading down to Wexford from Meath for Granda Jerry's birthday.
Hey.
Love the show. Hello. Hey.
Can you believe it's Granda Jerry's birthday?
Oh,
Granda Jerry, look out. Here they come. Beyonce, Today FM. Hawks, one and only. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Alan, how are you? Ray Foley's my name. Texts, WhatsApps, hellos, how are you? 0874-100-102. On the subject of reading all of Matt Cooper's tweets or articles in Matt Cooper's voice, even in my brain. Now, I'm not saying I read them out loud, but in my head, words he has written are only heard in my head as Matt Cooper. Keane's been in touch. He says, I read David Jason's autobiography a couple of years back, and I read the whole thing in Del Boy's voice. Oh, hi, Del Boy. My mother and father were very supportive. With the odd Granville from Open All Hours slipping in as well, from Keane. Love the show. Hey. Cheers, Keane. Yes, I have an English friend, and every text I get, I read it in her voice, from Will. Oh, we've got an English colleague, James.
Yes.
James Brownlow, and he's from Northern England.
Mate.
I love that. Mate.
What was the story with this morning's show, mate?
Mate, this morning.
Mate,
why were you talking about Matt Cooper?
Mate,
why were you doing my accent on radio?
On radio, mate.
Here's the problem, though. The thing that actually makes it easy to read it in James's texts in James's accents is that he writes all of his texts in James.
Yeah, he does.
Which is like he writes mate 15 times in the text itself.
Correct. Mate, so, do you want a cuppa? Mate.
Oh, mate. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to make that meeting, mate. Oh, mate. Cash machine calls on the way, mate. I read The Shawshank Redemption. I couldn't get Morgan Freeman's voice out of my head. Yeah. Same reading The Green Mile with Tom Hanks' voice from John. And I heard that JP reads bedtime stories in Jamie Dornan's voice.
Jimmy, Jamie
Dornan.
We beautiful, gorgeous Jimmy Dornan there.
This is James.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What was the...
He had a podcast series that's presumably still available. Might have been Sleep Sound with Jamie Dornan.
Please hold. If only I'd... That's a Ray Sleep app. So hang on. Gauntlet. Please hold, JP.
Mate, why didn't you have that thing ready, mate? Mate, what are you doing in there, mate?
JP, sleep tune?
No. Oh, God.
If only you'd named it Gauntlet Sleep, that would be really handy.
Did I not do that?
No.
No, that's awkward.
Please bear with me. Gauntlet JP, surely could be there. So you've got your Gauntlet JP, Jamie Dornan.
Hey, you there. Do you got problems sleeping? Well, boy.
Or girl.
Do we have the podcast for you? Yes, we do. That was a rhetorical question. Keep up. Take it away, Jamie, my man.
Ha, Gemma Dornan here. People say if you're beautiful, you can get away with anything. I don't know about that. But I do know I got paid for Wild Mountain Time and 50 Shades Darker. Oh, sorry about those.
Thanks, Jamie, my man. Tell us about the podcast, my man.
Now you can download my new podcast. It's me, Jamie Dornan, sleeping.
Let me skim on a little bit there.
All right, great work, Jamie. Thanks, my man. See?
Rhetorical question.
He's not just a pretty face, although he mostly is. Other productions have been unintentionally sending people to sleep for years.
Reeling in the ears.
All right, brother.
Ray Foley.
Jamie Dornan.
With Supermax. Home of the 100%.
This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. That's what the kids call a bop. Oh, would you look who's here?
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Yeah, study. Oh, yeah, it's Friday. We are rocking and rolling. Stick us on if yous are driving or strolling. Got a not too classic for yous in a minute. That's when we're going to spin it. Here's a time check for you, Neil. 3:47 in the afternoon, eh? This is Today FM, keeping locked and loaded.
Jay.
If you just want to get in the mood before heading out, stay tuned before you get ruined. Here we go.
D.
0874-100-102. That is the number. Harley. Kill.
D. J. D. J. D. J. J.
Bim, bim, bim. Let me say J-O. Harley Starney. And those were not there. He says, all right, J-O. He says, I've been feeling under the weather lately, Ray. So I rang me doctor there. I told the doctor's receptionist I needed an appointment. How about 10 tomorrow, she says. I says, I don't need that many. I just need the one, actually. Come on, Anto. Come here, question for you.
What's the first rule of passive aggressive Fight Club?
You know what? Never mind. Forget about it.
Moving on, Katie's been on to us there.
Early Katie.
You're looking fabulous. She says, Jay, I wish me fella Darden a happy 5th anniversary there. Oh, I still remember the first time we met. It was at the glue factory where we both worked. Yeah, we bonded immediately. Cheers, Katie. Got a message from Jimmy there. He says, J.O., I'm on the dating scene again, yeah? Yesterday, me and me Tinder date decided to meet at a gym for our first date. But she never showed up. That's when I knew we weren't going to walk out. Nice one, Jimmy. Walk out, yeah, Jim, yeah. All right, coming up in a minute. Actually, you know, somebody's just missed out on the chance to win 30 grand, really.
Yeah.
But here it is, my second favourite kind of grand. Bear with me, stick with me.
I don't understand what's happening here now. It's like, wow.
Now, you know the way we made the old cash machine call there earlier on, really?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and there was 30 grand off our grabs, right?
Yeah.
And it's a rollover. So the person missed out on the 30 grand.
Right.
Going to be mega bucks on Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, that was 30 grand. This is my second favourite kind of grand. It's Fede Legrand. Let me take a builder.
DJ J.O.
Oh my God, what a great song.
Ray Foley. Today FM.